Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the full year 2015/2016 results. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning, and welcome to our conference call on EVN results for the 2015/2016 financial year. We can look back on a successful business year in a still challenging sector environment. We are proud to state again that our integrated business model, which covers the entire value chain in the energy business, gives us a very solid position in our sector, which is currently undergoing a phase of change. The past financial year has evidenced the ongoing importance of our thermal power plants. They are very important for network stability due to the growing but volatile renewable generation. We have seen high levels for the use of our thermal power plants in the cross-regional exchange of services in southern Germany and Austria during 2015/2016. Due to these developments, our overall electricity generation increased by 20.1% during the reporting period, despite a decline in renewable generation, which resulted from substantially weaker wind and water flows as compared to the prior year. In our energy business, we achieved operating improvements along the value chain, which are reflected in an increase of group EBITDA. In the environmental business, we were awarded new contracts at the international level for four turnkey wastewater projects in Croatia and Macedonia. All in all, we are reporting today a group net result of 156.4 million euros for the financial year 2015/2016. Together with a strong operating cash flow, this gives us a very solid position in our sector, and we can rely on a strong financial basis to continue our extensive investments and strengthen our capital structure. In addition, this also allows for a stable dividend policy. As in the previous year, we will make a recommendation to the annual general meeting to a distributed dividend of 0.42 per share for the 2015/2016 financial year. After this overview, let's now turn to the key financials for the reporting period. The group's total revenue decreased by 4.2% to 2 billion euros. This reduction mainly resulted from the following developments. A decline in revenue in Southeastern Europe resulted from the mild winter in that region, but also from the liberalization steps in both Bulgaria and Macedonia. Higher revenue was recorded from thermal generation, which, however, partly had to offset the decline in revenue from renewable generation due to lower wind and water flows. The operating results were positively influenced by, among others, lower expenses for electricity purchases and primary energy, as well as higher collection rates in Southeastern Europe. In total, we are reporting an increase of EBITDA by 3.6% to 604.4 million euros. This improvement in operating result is, however, not fully reflected in the EBIT. Less favorable estimates for the long-term development of electricity prices led to negative effects, which had to be recognized during impairment testing. In total, the impairment losses amounted to 77.9 million euros and were recognized to the Duisburg-Walsum power plant, various wind power and hydropower plants, and the Bulgarian cogeneration plant in Plovdiv. Due to these developments, EBIT amounted to 260.4 million euros, which corresponds to a decrease of 2.9%. The financial results were affected by two contrary effects. Positive effects were provided by the absence of one-off cost recognized in the last year for the termination of the hedge and the federal guarantee for the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. This was contrasted by a negative earnings contribution from WEEV Vitalius GmbH due to the ongoing lower share price of Verbund AG. In total, the financial results decreased by 2.1% to minus 61.6 million euros. The group net result increased by 5.6% and amounted to 156.4 million euros. Let us now turn to the balance sheet structure of EVN. The sound operating performance for the past financial years enables us to report further improvements for the following key figures and indicators, each of them in comparison with the 30th of September 2015. The equity ratio improved from 39.8% to 42.3%. Net debt was reduced by $109.4 million to $1.1 billion due to a strong operating cash flow. And gearing decreased from 47.5% to 40.5%. Another evidence for our solid balance sheet structure are the current credit ratings which are assigned to EVN by the rating agencies. Our ratings are A3 for Moody's and BB+ from S&P. Both agencies assign a positive outlook on EVN's ratings. Before I will go through each of the segments in detail, I would like to give you an overview on the EBITDA development for our business segments. We achieved operating improvements along the entire value chain for our energy business. Therefore, a positive EBITDA development can be reported for the segments Generation, Network Infrastructure Austria, and Energy Supply Southeast Europe. The EBITDA in the energy trade and supply segment was negatively influenced by the creation of a provision for onerous contracts related to the marketing of EVN's own production. The EBITDA of the environmental service segment is below the previous year due to the absence of the positive one-off effects related to last year's sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant in Moscow. So let's continue now with a detailed view on each segment. Let's start with the generation segment on the next slide. As already mentioned, there was a strong increase of thermal production, which was only due to the frequent use of our power plants to support network stability in southern Germany and Austria. In contrast, renewable generation fell by 2.8%, despite our ongoing expansion of wind generation capacities. Please note that we commissioned a new wind park in Pastorf-Lanzendorf with an installed capacity of 19 megawatt in July, thereby increasing our total wind power capacity to 268 megawatt. This brings us significantly closer to our medium-term goal of more than 300 megawatt. All in all, electricity production in the generation segment rose by 24.8% to about 5.1 terawatt hours. Based on these developments, revenue increased by 4% to 221.7 million euros. Lower operating expenses resulted in an increase of EBITDA by 7.7 to 74.1 million euros. The increase in the EBITDA was not fully reflected in the EBIT due to the negative impact by impairment losses, which reflected less favorable estimates for the long-term development of electricity prices. The EBIT amounted to 4.8 million euros, which corresponds to a year-on-year improvement by 15.3 million euros. On the next slide, I will turn to the development of the Austrian energy trade and supply business. Sales volumes for electricity and natural gas declined due to the competition on the end customer market. In contrast, heat sales volumes were increasing due to the expansion of the network coverage and higher demand from industry customers. The operating results were negatively influenced by the creation of a provision for onerous contracts related to the marketing of EVN's own electricity production. Therefore, EBITDA declined by 25.4 million euros to minus 28.3 million euros. EBIT amounted to minus 45.7 million euros. I will present the developments in our network infrastructure Austria segment. As of the 1st of January 2016, the electricity and natural gas network tariffs for household customers were increased by an average of 11% each. In combination with higher network distribution volumes for both electricity and natural gas, these positive price and volume effects led to an increase of revenue by 4.4% to 492.9 million euros. Growth the natural gas distribution volumes resulted from the increased use of EVN's thermal power plants to stabilize the networks in Austria and southern Germany. EBITDA in the segment rose by 9.7% to 220.6 million euros. Despite an investment-related rise in depreciation, EBIT increased by 15.4% to 110.3 million euros. Now I will proceed with the energy supply Southeast Europe segment. The most important drivers for the business development in Southeast Europe during the reporting period were the following. In Macedonia, water flows were higher than the long-term average, but did not reach the previous year's record level. This led to a drop in the renewable production. In Bulgaria, energy demand decreased due to the unusually mild temperature during the winter 15-16. Market liberalization is gathering momentum in both countries. Based on these developments, revenue fell by 8.5% to 949.7 million euros. On the expense side, however, we were able to achieve a decrease in operating expenses due to lower energy procurement cost and further cost reduction, especially related to the continuous improvements in the collection of customer receivables and from other efficiency measures. Therefore, EBITDA improved by 7.2% to 129.5 million euros. Depreciation, including effects from impairment tests, rose to an impairment loss in the amount of 31.3 million euros, which had to be recognized to the cogeneration plant in Plovdiv. In total, EBIT of the segment declined by 38.8% to 35.4 million euros. Finally, I will give you an overview about the developments in the environmental service segment. In the international project business, we successfully completed two wastewater projects in Poland and Romania and a wastewater treatment project in Montenegro during the 15-16 financial year. We also received new contract for the turnkey wastewater project in Croatia and Macedonia. Therefore, three projects in Macedonia have a total value of approximately 20 million euros, and the project in Croatia has a contract value of about 6 million euros. The environmental service segment recorded an increase in revenue by 2.4% to 176.8 million euros. This increase was due to higher revenue from thermal waste incineration in Lower Austria and the international project business. Despite the increase in revenues, the operating results of the segment decreased in comparison to the previous year. This development was due to the absence of positive one-off effects realized in connection with the sale of the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. Therefore, EBITDA declined by 3.5% to 53.1 million euros and EBIT declined by 4.6% to 27.3 million euros. The financial results improved to minus 2.5 million euros due to the absence of the negative one-off effects caused by last year's termination of the hedge and the federal guarantee of the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. Now let's continue with the development of our group cash flows on the next slide. Due to the sound operating performance, the gross cash flow rose by 22.8% to 537.9 million euros. Cash flow from operating activities was strong and amounted to 463 million euros. The cash flow from investing activities was driven by the ongoing investments, especially in the grid and the renewable energy. The cash flow from financing activities mainly reflects federal prepayments of loans. Please note that last year's cash flow from investing and financing were influenced by the sale of the sodium hypochlorite project and the repayment of the related debt financing. The net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to minus 21.5 million euros. Please note that due to the repayment of loans in the amount of 157.6 million euros, net debt was reduced by 8.9% to 1.1 billion euros. Now let's proceed with our outlook for the financial year 16-17. We expect the group net result for 16-17 to remain largely stable. This statement is subject to the assumption of average conditions and the energy environment. As already communicated, we received the arbitral decision in favor of the project company for the power plant Walsum 10 on the 23rd of November. An arbitral tribunal was awarded the project company claims in the amount of approximately 200 million euros. Such an arbitral decision will to a large extent result in a reduction of construction costs for the power plant. Currently, no material effects are expected on EVN's group net result in the 16-17 financial year. Having said this, the factors that could significantly influence such outlook include regulatory background, especially in Southeast Europe, developments in proceedings in Bulgaria, as well as the progress on activities in Moscow. Our strategy remains unchanged. A core element of our strategy is supply security. From a shareholder's perspective, this means that we are continuously investing in the expansion and in the upgrade of our networks, which are in turn the basis of sustainable and stable earnings. We will continue our 1 billion euro investment program for Lower Austria, which aims for ongoing investments in the network infrastructure, renewable generation, and drinking water business. To conclude, we are committed to our integrated business model along the value chain of the energy business. The current results evidence that our integrated business model is particularly resilient in an uncertain and challenging market environment. That I have reached the end of my presentation of EVN's 15-16 financial year. I'm now looking forward to answering your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 star on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel your question, press 9 star again. Please press 9 star now to state your question. And the first question comes from Peter Crampton, Macquarie.
Good morning. Two questions, if I may. Firstly, we saw impairments around 78 million euros in 15-16, and if you can provide a little bit of detail what these impairments were for and whether there's a risk of additional impairments next year. And then secondly, just an update on where we are with the court cases you have in Southeast Europe and kind of your view on the current regulatory environment. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. The impairment volume regarded, which was reflected in the EBIT, is amounting around 114 million. And these are mainly generation facilities. And if you take out the biggest ones, then it is for Walsum, it is for Inkraftwerke, and for the cogeneration plant in Plovdiv. So the three of them are almost 90 million of this total amount. This is the first question, and the second one is regarding the exit case. We had a hearing in the first week of November this year in Washington, and we are expecting a decision during the next three quarter of a year, during the year, so it might be issued and be reflected in this year's results.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
The next question comes from Lüder Schumacher, SocGen.
Good morning. Also two questions, please. The first one is on balancing power. Could you give us possibly the EBITDA contribution you had from that activity? And the second, there's been quite a bit of talk on the potential split of the German-Austrian electricity market. What is your view on that? Is it likely to take place? And if it does, what's the likely impact on Austrian power prices?
Okay, to the first question, you have seen that there has been a strong increase on calls regarding the network stability production of our thermal power plants. It has tripled in comparison to last year, but of course we also had higher maintenance costs in the power plants. So under the bottom line, an EBITDA EBIT of a small double-digit millions result was achieved by these strong activities of the thermal power plant. This is one topic, and the second topic regarding the wholesale prices in Austria affected by the split of the Austrian-German electricity market. Actually, no one really knows what's going to happen. The experts are reviewing that an increase of 4 to 5, 6 euros per megawatt hour could be expected if the system is not put in a new balance. And Dr. Leier made the statement in our yearly press conference an hour ago by saying there could be also an understanding between the German and the Austrian side how to balance the system if we would contribute to partly of the costs which are caused by the balancing of the security of supply, because the technical issue is mainly an issue in the German grid and not so much on the German-Austrian border. But of course, if you push the issue of the grid stability to the border, then the national border is suddenly in the highlight. So we would see in the next year strong talks and negotiations how we could make sure that the administration of this grid border is done in a way that we are not losing this kind of interlink to Germany, which we have seen since 2002.
And your own personal assessment as to the likelihood of this split actually happening, is it higher than 50%?
I think yes, the percentage on the basis of the information which we are accessing is that the percentage is higher than 50%. still, I think there's a logic behind trying to find a framework of cooperation where we help the Germans on one side, but on the other side, the costs are below cost, which would increase in or the prices, which in price increase in Austria, because at the end, also in the interest of our industrial customers, we don't want to have higher wholesale prices here.
Very clear. Thank you.
The next question comes from Theresa Schönwald, Eisenzentrobank AG.
Thank you. Good morning. Also three questions. Could you provide us with the provisioning for the contingent losses regarding these procurement rights at the Walsum power plant in the fourth quarter? And the order intake in the environmental services segment, and I would also read a reminder of evaluation of the remaining assets in Moscow on your balance sheet.
Okay, regarding the contract, we had to increase it for 86 million euros. It's related with the Walsum power plant, and as you know, we are updating our long-term electricity price scenarios once a year, and this is the result of the updated power price expectations. Regarding the environmental volume, we have 65 million euros. And regarding Moscow, it's around 45 million which are open in Moscow.
Thank you very much.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press 9 star now. There are no further questions.
Okay, thank you again for joining today's conference call. Please join us again next year on Tuesday, the 28th of February 2017. We will be publishing the results for the first quarter of our 16-17 financial years. And I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Season's greetings and good luck for 2017. Goodbye.